systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, April 30th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode 343, moving right along the Friday night show. Of course, you should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live so you can see how awesomely funny we are. Or on the Ustream app for your Android mobile device. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Today was a good day.
Was it?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, I got the laundry done.
That's good.
That's good.
Wash the sheets, finally.
Wash the sheets. They're in the dryer. Get all that cum stain and bloody mess off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Watched a cool movie today.
What was that?
Is there anybody out there? Or is there anybody there?
Yeah, there's a few.
And it was pretty
there's
fucking
like nine
cool
people out there. No?
They were trying to contact dead people is what it was.
Oh.
It was about this kid, and he lived, his parents ran an old folks home, so like, you know, he was like around death all the time.
Right, right.
And the kid was just so excited about death.
Really?
It was so cool. Like some, like
hold
old
on,
person,
his death or other people's
other
death?
Other people's
okay
death.
Okay, not so much about
and
his
mom
own.
And his mom was just pissed. She's like, these are people, they're not toys, and blah, blah, blah. Like, this old lady just collapses and dies, and he just runs over like, she only just died! Where's my, I gotta get my recorder, and blah, blah, blah. And like, just like, records people
excuse
after
me, miss,
they die.
Miss, now that you've died, what are your plans for the next eternity?
I know, it was so cool. Well, and this guy, he's a really good actor, and I can't remember his name, but he ends up going to the old folks home because he's got Alzheimer's, but he's not like any of the other people that are in there. He's still got pretty good wits about him. He's kind of an asshole, and he's,
right,
you know, a little bit mean and shit. He's pretty funny. He used to be a magician and shit, and basically him and the kid become good friends, and he teaches the kid to do magic shit, and I don't know. He just, and it's really cool. You'd have to see it. It's called Is There Anybody There? It's really, really good. That was really cool. Got the laundry done. I got a bunch of new hangers, so I got to hang everything up in the closet, which was good. I have more room now. And then you came home.
I don't know who the actor is. Oh, Michael Caine? The old guy? He's in that movie.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
He was in that one movie we watched a while ago. I totally forget what it's called.
He always plays a badass character.
But
it,
he was, like, fed up with everything that was happening in his town. Do you remember that? Harry Brown. That's what it was called. And he ends up, like, following these kids to this drug dealer's place, and he tries to buy a gun, and then
Do you remember that?
That was an awesome fucking movie. It's called Harry Brown.
Yeah, and he plays in
Michael
the, this Kang movie I just watched. Is There Anybody There? And
Sipping on Sizzlerp says that fucker was in Jaws, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He totally was. He's been in so much shit.
He was Alfred in Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Austin Powers. He was Austin's father, Nigel Powers.
Right, right.
Fuck,
oh,
dude.
Man.
He's been
such
in
a good
ton
actor,
of
dude
shit.
Yeah, because I recognized him. I was like, dude, that guy's awesome. He's been in so much stuff. And it's a really good movie. If you get the chance, you should sit down and watch it.
He was
really
in
good
the 1994 hit Steven Seagal movie On Deadly Ground as,
oh, nice,
Michael Jennings.
Cool.
Oh, man, that's crazy,
but he
dude
plays the part so brilliantly. It's awesome. Like, he plays,
oh, yeah,
awesome.
He was Hoagie in Jaws the Revenge, 1987.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow.
And he was young then.
He has been in stuff. 1950 was,
whoa,
his very first thing. It was called Morning Departure. He's it says uncredited, unconfirmed. He played a T-boy, whatever that is.
I don't know.
1950. He must have been like, what, 7 or 8? When was he born? Oh, he was born in 33, so he was like 20-something.
Wow, he's getting old then.
33? Yeah, dude. Holy shit. He's still making movies.
I didn't realize he was that old.
He's an old motherfucker, dude. You wouldn't good, know by
he's,
his...
He's a good-looking dude for I how know. Old he is.
He was a pimp back in the day. Michael Caine, we salute you.
And even in this movie, he was still a pimp. The reason why him and his wife divorced is he says to the little kid, he's like, I just couldn't keep my junk in my pants. He's like... I'm so sorry for my wife and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I was a good-looking guy.
I can't help it, man. When chicks are throwing their pussies at you, what do? You grab them and you
fuck
them.
A guy on the bus is like, is that your grandson?
My fly is totally down.
Oh. But like him and the kid get on a bus and the bus driver's like, is that your grandson? He's like, it absolutely could possibly be my grandson. There's been many of women.
50-70% chance that yes, that is in fact my grandson.
Yeah, so it's a really good movie. It's kind of like it's off. It's weird.
Off to watch that. I have so many movies that I've never watched.
I just randomly go through and pick one, and some of them I don't even know the names of them because that one I didn't know.
Yeah, they're all abbreviated.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Just said there.
Thank you, scene releasers.
It said like X something, whatever, I the dash something there. And I just clicked on it and opened it. I'm like, I haven't seen this one. I'll sit here and watch it. It was pretty cool. And then, you know, after I got done with that and got the laundry done and stuff, you came home.
I did.
And then what did we do?
Then we went fucking shopping.
We did.
Ugh.
You were more shopping than I was.
In the great capitalism that this beautiful country allows us to participate in.
Like, I was done and looking for you, and you're like, I'm in the fitting room. I'm trying on pants.
Dude, I haven't bought pants in about 5 years, and all of the jeans that I have holes in them, and then they have been patched. So,
like 100 times.
All of the jeans I own, there's about 50% original denim. And about 50% brand new denim in them from all the patches. Like, it's ridiculous. So, I figured I got paid, so we need some clothes and shit.
And there was a pretty good sale going on, too.
And we went there initially because you needed panties and socks. And I'm like, well, fuck, I might as well get some fucking pants.
And then you bought me 2 pairs of pants.
Goddamn right.
Shorts.
I did.
They were awesome. And it was like some awesome sale where they're like, you buy one and you get one for fucking 99 cents. I was like, yes.
So last night we went up to Grizzly Jack's and performed. We did that new song, which came out really well.
Yeah.
The Blue Dream song. Me and Sean actually
sang
it. Like, we were singing and then I was rapping and the crowd was just like, wow, that is awesome.
Yeah,
like
they were just blown away.
And we made another video last night, so hopefully this weekend, in between going to see Evil Dead the musical, thank you, Nicole, for getting us tickets to that for Danny's birthday. And we're having a little meeting with a local, not a caregiver, but somebody involved with the medical marijuana scene locally here. And she wants to start a podcast. All weed related news, legislation, anything marijuana related. Caregivers, interview them, different growers, all that stuff. So I think it's time the Jam Hole branched out and started having some sister podcasts happening. I'm going to maybe help her co-host it and see if you want to be a part of that. And it should be a good time. So we're going to meet with her tomorrow. And the other thing, the more people that we get doing podcasts under us, the more people will help pitch in for these server fees. We have a huge, super fast, high-speed internet dedicated server that it's just us on. And, you know, we use maybe 5% of what it's capable of. So, you know, if you guys want to start podcasts, get a hold of me, man. We get, you know, 10 bucks a month here, 20 bucks a month here from, you know, 5 or 10 people. You guys can help us pay for this shit. Well, or just go to thejamhole.com/donate and help us pay for shit. And Zofu says, if she's local, why not have her be a weekly guest or something? Because the Jam Hole is very explicit and very NC-17. Yeah. And this is something that she wants to be proper with and have, you know, like a something. It's going to be G-rated. Something that you could play on the radio or on television and not
it
censored. Yeah, we're going to try and keep it non-explicit so that everyone can listen to it. Not going to attack religions and abortions and pray for people to die like we do on this show. That's why.
God, what are you going to talk about?
Weed. I don't know. It's her thing.
It's just going to be a half an hour of you guys smoking pot and laughing.
That's
going to
be
it. That's it.
No, it's her idea. And honestly, I can't write another show. I write this one and I write hip hop and I write show notes. That's it. That is the extent of my creative juice. Fucking
that's all
thing.
You can put out.
That's all I got. So this is all her. I will be there to, you know, do the recording, and I'll produce it and everything, and I'll
help
co-host.
Give tips,
but
whatever.
I'm not writing the show. I'm not doing stories. That's all her. So should be fun though, because
I just want to sit back, smoke weed, and talk
about
it.
And initially, honestly, before the jam hole was the jam hole, I had bought the domain Chronic Cast because I was going to start a weed podcast. I was like, I'll just start a weed. But then I was thinking, I don't want to have to just talk about weed.
One
I want
thing.
To be able to talk about other stuff. So that's when, you know, we thought of the jam hole. So
do you still have that domain?
No. I got rid of it because I didn't need it. And
somebody buy it from you?
No. I just let it expire.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's still out there. Probably not.
Probably. Chronic Cast, K-R-O-N-I-K-C-A-S-T, because Chronic C-H, it was taken, and a bunch of other variations on that. But nah, it'll be cool. I'm really looking forward to it, and it'll be cool to be able to do another podcast and not have to run it all, you know? And she initially started, she was asking about, you know, equipment and everything. And I'm like, you're local. Why don't we just use our studio? And then, you know, you can host it here and help me pay for some of these bills. And I was like, so who are you going to co-host it with? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, I'll do it. And she's like, really? That would be awesome. Like, all right, let's do it. So should be fun. So keep an eye out for that. I have no idea what the name of it or anything. We just started talking about it. She's going to come over tomorrow and check out the studio and what
she'll
we have.
She'll look for, like, Croncast or, like...
It's up to her. I don't want anything creatively to do with this. I will do everything else, but I'm not doing that. So...
Okay.
It'll be fun. But, yeah, and then, so we went to the party and stuff, and Sean was going to come on tonight and talk about some stuff that went on, some... How did he put it? Some bullshit and some cool shit happened last night. But he ended up having to go to a wedding or something, so I don't know. But I got some video from last night of us doing that new song and all that, and I'll put that up at thejamhole.com/YouTube. And then also, from the 420 show, Awaken in Spokane, I put those pictures up. If you go to thejamhole.com/pics, that'll take you to our Picasa web gallery, and it's the first album in there, Spokane 420 Awaken.
I didn't take too many pictures.
No, there's probably like 50 or so pictures in there, though.
Really?
There's some really cool pictures in there. So, yeah, you guys check that out. That was when we went to Spokane on April 20th for Dana's birthday and for the Awaken party and all that stuff. So.
I love how my birthday always falls on some event that we have to go and do.
Well, nah. What do you do?
Because it's 419, damn it.
I know. That's your parents' fault for having sex 9 months prior to.
I know. It was so funny. My dad worked with a lady that had a son named Dana who was born like 2 days after me. Same year and everything. And he goes up to her. He's like, so, we were thinking the same thing at about the same time.
Whoa.
And she's like, I don't think I was thinking what you were. And he's like, I was getting down. Were you?
He was thinking, oh, shit, this abortion is going to cost more money than I have right now.
No, he was thinking, I'm probably going to go throw up all those mushrooms I just ate.
Were you a conceived mushroom baby?
I was a conceived, my mom was on coke, smoking pot, and drinking. My dad was doing shrooms and, drinking and smoking pot.
I always wondered that because I've had a couple girlfriends that when we used to trip out a lot and always have sex, and we always would talk about, like, what would a baby come out like if you actually, like, got pregnant while both of us were on acid or shrooms?
A total badass right here. That's what happens. Because those sperm should have died.
Something like that.
They should have swam up her, like, not that area.
He's like, I had a condom on and contraceptive. I don't know what the fuck happened, man.
They were tripping balls and going after that,
that
shiny
was a will
thing
to
at
live.
The end.
Fucking A.
No, and my mom totally... my dad said he caught my mom doing coke while she was pregnant with me
a few times. That explains a little bit, huh?
A little bit, huh?
A little bit.
And she smoked pot all through the pregnancy.
That's fine. That doesn't really do nothing.
Well, I don't know.
Chills the baby the fuck out. Quit kicking. Here.
Ah.
Walking on sunshine, baby.
She was not very cautious while pregnant. And I don't know. I was smaller than my brother, which is odd because the picture she has when she was preggo with me and she was pregnant with my brother, she was way huger with me, like way bigger.
Way huger?
Way huger. No, you don't understand.
Did you intimidate her?
I think so, dude. You don't understand, dude. I saw this picture of my mom and she's normally like 120 pound little woman.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I'm serious. She was small.
I'm going to go ahead and stick with my first answer of I don't believe that.
She was 5'2" with B-cup boobs, okay? She was small, really small.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
And she's pregnant with me, and she's fucking seriously like a tape measure, like 3 foot out from her gut. It was fucking crazy. But yeah, I think that's because she ate a lot.
You know what I don't get? Pregnant. You know what I don't get?
What?
Prego porn. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, God. I need to go vomit now.
I don't get that. Like, I can't. If you were to ask me, hey, Matt, what is the most not sexy thing you could possibly think of? It would have to be a pregnant chick. And then, like, watching some weirdo dude, like, just. Even, like I want to ask
about
that guy, like, dude, how did you even get it up, dude?
What that about lesbo so pregnant chick porn?
That doesn't bother me. That just looks like a couple of fat chicks trying to like
Caesar.
Like looking over there and the tits turn into like hot dogs and the other one's like Caesar and they turn into like little chicken breasts and they both run at each other's tits at the same time but their stomachs
but
are
totally
so big and they just
look,
bounce off each other.
But they totally don't look fat. They just look like that stretched
Ba-boing.
Out belly pregnant
Ba-boing.
Shit.
Yeah, that I don't get that though. Like, how did that become a niche in... I mean, I know there's a lot of fucked up weird shit on
couples,
the internet, but...
Couples have sex all the way up until, like, the due date.
Yeah,
shit, but
that's your
privacy and your own...
That's your girlfriend, and that's your baby. Like, I know the porn star dude, that's not his baby up in there, you know? Like, how... That would... I don't know, man.
I don't know.
What is up with that?
Like, if we were having a kid or whatever and I was preggo and, like, 8 months fucking preggo, would you have sex with me?
Sippin' on Scissorp says the baby can give you head or a hand job at the same time when you has preg sex. That's true.
Ew. So it's, would you?
Is that a child molesting or is it not considered a child yet?
It's not considered a child yet, in my opinion.
So is that fetus molesting?
Probably.
You a fetus molester?
I mean, any other time, would a penis being that close to a naked infant be considered okay?
Cletus the fetus molester?
What would you, if I was 8 months pregnant and we were having a kid or whatever?
Cletus Fester the fetus molester.
He's stupid.
That's it. Come on. No. Wait, what was the question?
If
probably
I were eight
not.
Months
no.
pregnant,
no.
could you fuck me?
No.
No?
I mean, I could.
As
I would want
to, though.
As soon
as I started showing, you'd be like, nah.
Yeah, I'd be like, I need to talk to you about something. Let's
as
let's
much
go,
as you
let's go outside.
Have sex and want to have sex, you would just be like, nah.
Yeah, I think that would kill it for me.
Really?
Yeah. I think that would be my nymphomaniac kryptonite, is you getting knocked up and being like, okay, come here and rub my belly and make a wish and then fuck me. And then I rub your belly. I'm like, God, I wish you weren't pregnant. And then I just leave sad and depressed, head hung low.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that.
We're like,
dude.
Fuck it. I'm like,
fuck
hey, kick.
That.
You'd be like, ah!
Like, have you seen yourself lately in the mirror? I mean, I know you can't see yourself in the mirror, but I'll set another mirror next to it, and then you can see yourself. And
all
then,
right.
Nah.
You know what?
No.
That's another reason for me to never get pregnant, about how shitty you will make me feel about myself.
Like, gee, putting on the weight, huh? Packing it away
Boosh!
For winter.
Done.
Oh, man. B says, Cletus Fester, the fetus molester, can feed us better with beets and cheddar. So whatever. He's clever. Puts it all together, tied up tight like a tether. Oh, B's.
Oh, my God.
Why did you stop writing rhymes?
But, yeah, dude. Nah.
So
never,
I had an idea
never
today.
The babies. Never.
I was listening to a Big Mouth podcast, and they were talking about that whole oil thing that we've been talking about. Initially, that was our Earth Day present to Mother Earth. You remember, we've been talking about this for the last few episodes before they first talked about it. Neither here nor there, Josh. But I was thinking, they're spewing out, like, way more than when we read the story. And it was, what, like 42,000 gallons a day.
Yeah.
He said it, I don't know if he's right or not, because, you know, his show is not fact, but he said the number was getting up around 200,000 a day. So,
whoa.
They need to cap that fucker off. But what I was thinking is that we should sue BP on behalf of Mother Earth.
Could probably do
could we
that.
Do that?
If we start like a big like
can we
Earth,
get a
like,
planet
tree?
Class action lawsuit together and sue BP, excuse my face, for hurting our mother, Earth. Mommy.
If you can get together a giant tree-hugging hippie organization in which you will have to not speak your mind about abortions
right.
at all. Because
this has
be
no,
like,
hold on,
you.
Hold on. This has nothing to do with abortions.
Or, like, your faith.
The only abortion here was that fucking, the fact that they were still using that decrepit old oil rig. That was the abortion.
Oh, and I'll give you a little hint. Tonight's CSI.
Abortion?
A little bit.
Love it.
Has something to do with abortions.
And then the other thing, I was listening to their show, and this was a cool idea, and I thought we'd mention it here. May 20th is Draw Muhammad Day.
Okay.
Go on Facebook, search Draw Muhammad Day. I think it's May 20th. And so on May 20th, everyone worldwide needs to
draw a picture.
Muhammad.
I'll do that.
We're going to do that. Let's participate in that.
I'll take all fucking day.
That is an amazing idea.
It'll make
just
it
to show,
amazing thing.
Just to show them, like, hey, you guys are fucking retarded, okay? And here's your profit. Not for profit.
Sorry.
Does every guy fart when they pee? Or is that just me?
I think it's just
because
you,
I'm
going to
tell you something. The other morning, when I pee in the morning, I pee, right?
And you fart. It's like,
but usually,
your farts sound so funny in the morning.
Okay, well, check this out then.
Listen, they are so ready to just get out of your asshole.
Burr, burr.
It's like someone's playing the fucking trombone in there. It's just like.
Okay, well, this time, I was pretty proud. I farted until I was done peeing. One solid, it was like the Star Spangled Banner. It was, I was amazed. I stood up and applauded myself. Not that I was, you know, sitting down to pee or anything, but.
Hey.
Yes.
Why do women fart after they pee?
I don't know.
They can't shake it, so they gotta blow it dry.
I'm not even giving you a ding for that. But I was just curious. I was pretty amazed at myself that I could hold a note for that long.
Beans is proud of you.
I know. He should be. I can fart better than I can sing. Believe
it or
not. I
know. You can hold a tune with your asshole better than you can with your lips.
And another weird thing, my asshole, not as tone deaf as my ears are. Weird, huh?
Disgusting.
I can harmonize.
Every morning, it's like your bowels have
well,
just
I practice.
Been churning.
Practice makes perfect.
I think I fart in my sleep, so I go ahead and do that.
And I would appreciate it if you would stop trying to Dutch oven the cat. Okay?
I do not.
The cat came and talked to me today, okay? And she wants me to know that if you don't stop harassing her like that, she will go to the police and she will... See? She's not happy about that. So
I don't Dutch oven the cat. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Does she crawl under the blanket?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. She can get out of the fucking blanket.
All right. Well, let's move on here. I got some stories. How many of you guys use torrents? I know we're big fans of legal Beagle torrents. I'm sure lots of our listeners are. I heard this on Security Now. It was a couple weeks old, so I don't know, you know, if any of you have seen this yet. I haven't, but apparently there's a Trojan scam going on. I'll just read it to you. It's pretty interesting. Security firm F-Secure has issued a warning to PC users following the release of a nasty Trojan claiming to be an anti-piracy foundation scanner.
Huh.
Okay? So This timely, relevant scam has emerged at a time when fears of anti-piracy punishment is at an all-time high following the passing of the Digital Economy Bill last week. The Trojan has been set up to steal credit card details from web users, masking as a scanner which has found illegal torrents on the user's system. Every time the user reboots their computer, this Trojan encourages users to pay up to $400 to the ICPP Foundation as part of a, quote, pre-trial settlement. This pop-up warns users they could end up facing a jail sentence if they fail to settle. So,
wow.
You're downloading torrents, whether illegally or legally, it doesn't matter because this isn't a real thing. All of a sudden, a little thing pops up. It looks very proper, very original, like this is a real thing from the RIAA or the MPAA.
Uh-huh.
And it says, copyright violation, privacy content detected. And it gives you a list of different torrents, and it's fooling you because people are nervous about this shit. You know,
yeah.
They're worried that people are like catching on to what's going on here and that they're going to get fined up to $250,000 in MP3 kind of thing. So you see a message, you know, you're busted or you have a guilty conscience or whatever. And you're like, fuck, I could get out of it right now for $400. Or I could not and face up to a $250,000 per MP3 or how I forget how much it is, and jail time. People are going to pay the $400.
Yeah.
Now, it says, despite setting up an authentic-looking website, the www.icpp-online.com, F-Secure has confirmed there is no ICPP Foundation, and that is very likely the Trojan will pop up even if there are no illegal torrents on the system. There also appears to be no credit card payment system connected to the site, so the scammers simply collect any entered credit card information. Urging PC users to be vigilant and to check systems with an antivirus program to detect and remove Trojans, F-Secure Chief Research Officer Mikko Hypanen explained, quote, the gang behind this attack already has large botnets at their disposal. We assume they simply upload this malicious application to the bots they already control. He added, people know that movie studios and record labels are playing hardball against pirates. This might actually make some users fall for this scam. And I'll tell you something. I saw in the chat, somebody said, who's going to fall for that? I forget who said it, but lots of people have fallen for this and paid money to and gotten their credit card information scammed. But that raises another question. If you're doing something wrong, do you deserve to get, you know, like, if you didn't think you were doing something wrong, you wouldn't have paid the $400 in the first place, right? So it's scamming people that already may be so deep into it that, you know, they're going to get in trouble either way. So it's not a big deal, I guess. But it's crazy to see the evolution of how malware and viruses and shit are, you know, perpetuating on the internet. They're becoming almost like living, breathing entities in real life, but living on in cyberspace. And to see, this looks like a legit thing. It has the RIAA emblem, the MPAA logo, the Copyright Alliance logo, all that shit here.
Looks totally legit.
Types of violations, used IP log numbers, lawsuits previews. It has original documentation of real lawsuit papers, you know? So if you saw this, you would think that it was for real. So, you know, just want to let you guys know, if something like that pops up and you're using torrents, whether illegally or legally, it's a scam, and, you know, don't give them your credit card information.
Right.
Which, if you've been on the internet for any amount of fucking time, you should know not to give your credit card information to anything, regardless of what the fuck, you know. So
yeah.
If you get hit by that, that's, you know, kind of your fault. But pretty interesting that, you know, they're targeting, they're exploiting, it's social engineering at its finest. You're exploiting people's fear of the Digital Communications Act, the Digital Economy Bill, of the MPAA and the RIAA, and how cutthroat those companies are and these agencies. You're exploiting that fear to collect credit card numbers to go buy yourself whatever, you know, do whatever with. So yes. It's pretty interesting. It's like social engineering and coding all like mixed into one and then, you know, exploited through a torrent system. So pretty cool, I thought. So next story, this was sent to us by Franger, I believe, one of our German listeners. This is pretty awesome. A 59-year-old man in China, he died after his friends pranked his ass, literally, by shoving an eel up his butthole while he fell asleep because he was drunk. So, dudes, you and your bro hounds, you're drinking, you got drunk, you're the first one to pass out. Your friends maybe draw a dick on your face in permanent marker. Ha ha ha, funny, funny. Oh no, they shoved an eel up his ass.
How do you get an eel up there without him waking up? Seriously?
With a stick. Or, no, I don't know.
Seriously, that's fucked up, man.
When doctors got to the man, they found that the 50-centimeter-long Asian...
50 centimeters!
Right?
How long is that?
It's big. Asian swamp eel. It had eaten his bowels. The eel was up his ass long enough to make a meal out of his guts. His Nickelodeon guts just chomped him fucking all to pieces.
That sucks.
That's amazing to me. So, I don't know, man. Those eels are nasty, though, dude. Don't put anything with teeth anywhere near my asshole or in it.
Why would you do that? That's mean.
Because you're funny. I'm a little jokester. I got jokes. I got jokes and jokes. I got pranks. Do you want a dick drawn on your face or do you want an eel up your asshole? It's either
eels
A or B.
Cool.
I like
eels, but I don't want one in my asshole. I could tell you that.
Yeah. It ate. Could you imagine what that would feel like getting your bowels eaten from the inside out by an eel? You know,
dude,
do you want to know?
The worst friends ever.
Yeah, dude. Frenemies.
Your prank went wrong.
Do you want to know what the headline said?
What?
This will make you eel.
Gives that a ding.
Okay. So, that's pretty awesome. Well, speaking about weird, nasty things in people's assholes, an inmate in a...
Kitty's checking hers.
She is.
She's checking her
Can
asshole
Can we have
right
a, moment,
now.
A moment for the cat to lick some asshole?
She's on her tail now. She moved.
That
she's
will happen.
She's done with the asshole.
That will happen.
Kitty. Anyway.
Anyway, speaking about weird things going in people's assholes here, an inmate in a state prison was hospitalized and needed emergency surgery to remove a hot sauce bottle.
Whoa.
He apparently had used as a blank device.
Masturbation.
A sex device. Okay, I'll give you that. Taxpayers will end up paying the prisoner's medical bills. You're welcome.
Asshole.
Expected to run into the thousands of dollars. Hit, asshole. Absolutely. Thank you. The Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction won't release the name of the inmate because he's a fucking idiot. However, a report by the State Highway Patrol was initially investigated the incident as a rape case, said an inmate in the Noble Correctional Facility in Caldwell. He was taken to Marietta General Hospital on Sunday evening after saying he had been sexually assaulted in the shower by another prisoner. Spread 'em.
That's gross, dude.
A hot sauce bottle? That would burn so bad.
I know. What if it
so
broke
bad.
Open?
Oh, God. He, like, shoved it in there and then gave him a good kick just for good measure. And it just... Oh.
Like that dude breaking the glass with his asshole.
But it's
pulling
that
all the
times,
glass pieces out and there's just blood everywhere.
It's doing that, but then pouring Tabasco sauce in your open wounds, dude. That's foul.
That sounds so painful. My asshole just puckered.
Yeah.
Like 20 times.
Fuck yeah.
It's scary.
Mrs. Puckers, man.
You're never going to see my asshole again.
That's hiding
in my bowels.
The injured, is there an eel there?
No.
It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Of poop.
of bowels and shit.
Yes.
The injured inmate later acknowledged that he had not been assaulted. Hey, you remember when I told you guys I got raped and that's why I'm here? I was just joking. I did that to myself. I do what I want. He on his own had inserted the hot sauce bottle anally Quote, "At this point, we don't believe there was a perpetrator involved in the incident," said the prison spokeswoman, Julie Walburn. You think she used to be a dude?
No.
Are there many chicks in the prison system, like, working?
Yeah.
Really? I bet they're all dykes.
No, there's always stories. Because, like, chicks have a hard-on for dudes like that in there that are all big and buff and shit. They're in there for, like, all these crazy crimes and shit. Dude, there's so many stories about them, like, sucking off fucking inmates and fucking them and
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
They can't be hot. I cannot fathom, or in my mind's eye, I cannot imagine a hot warden chick. I just think a super jail. And Alice.
Hey, guys.
I love that show.
Like, I cannot imagine that there would be hot chicks working in prison. Because, as we all know, in this society, hot chicks can pretty much do whatever the fuck they want. I can't see them being like, I want to be a prison warden or something. Or what are they called? The jailers or whatever.
I don't
people
know.
That work in there, you know. The,
I mean,
the correctional
chick
officers.
Police officers and shit. I mean,
right, but that's different. You're out in society with normal people. A jailer or a prison, what did I call them? Correctional officer. They're like in with the animals all the time.
Some chicks think that's hot.
Is that though?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Like, she just, like, comes walking down, hitting the baton against all the jail bars and shit, and sees, like, one dude butt-raping another dude, and she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let me get in on some of that. Open number 42. 42
I know, right?
Open. And then she just goes in there and starts laying pipe with the baton, both of them. Fuck,
oh, God, dude.
Oh, man, I would direct the coolest jailmate porno ever. Pretty sure.
Oh, my God, dude.
Fuck. Where is it? Zofu says, if there was a Danny Pullstring doll, my asshole just puckered would be on the track. Fucking A, it would.
That would be cool.
Fucking A.
We should make Danny Pullstring dolls.
Going back to the hot sauce in the butt thing, Niner says, what a hot little piece of ass. Ha ha, yeah. Hot sauce. I don't know.
With dollar signs, even.
I know it. Because there's no bot. So, yeah. However, sources said surgery was required to remove the bottle. The inmate was hospitalized and treated in the intensive care unit. Walburn says the state won't know the total cost until all medical bills are submitted. State officials frequently point out that the state is required by law to provide medical care for prisoners, even those who harm themselves. The state is self-insured and pays its own bills. Now, why... You're in jail, right?
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before. Like, you're being punished. Anything that adds to your misery in there should be a good thing. Not for you personally, but for the overall greater good. You can't be like, oh, I'm just gonna fuck up and go to jail because in there it's fun. Like, no, that should be the most miserable fucking place ever imagined. And so, if you... try to fuck yourself with the hot sauce bottle and it gets stuck, and then the next guy comes and tries to fuck you and maybe, you know, shatters it or whatever. Deal with it. It's jail, dude. It's not fucking country club hangout time with your bros.
See, but that would...
It's punishment.
That would kill him.
Then don't go to jail. I mean, you did it to yourself. How many people do you think escaped that way?
But you gotta keep them alive so they can suffer.
Niner says,
more.
Especially when it's self-inflicted, especially when you do that shit to yourself, you know? Because if you're in jail, the best place to be is the medical ward, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just keep hurting yourself? You could spend your whole jail time doped up on fucking morphine in the medical ward.
Would you really want to keep hurting yourself?
If I was in jail, fuck yeah, I would. I don't want to be in there with those animals. I'm going to be in the medical ward.
You just,
floating
like,
on
keep
cloud
cutting
nine.
Off fingers or something.
Something.
Like,
we did a story a long-ass time ago
I
about a dude that
in the gut.
Kept,
sorry.
He initially shoved a knife or something into one of his eyes and ripped his eyeball out. And then he did it to his other one while he was in jail.
Why would you do that?
Because you're nuts. That's why you're in jail, I guess. I don't know.
Why do you want to see? I would, like... Take off a pinky or something.
Neener knows. She says, my mom used to hurt herself to get to the ER to get oxys. I knew people that would do that. They'd, like, pull teeth out or, like, hit a fucking their hand with a hammer to break it so they could go in and get pills, you know?
Yeah.
People do all sorts of fucked up shit like that. But the point of the matter is, you're in jail. You shouldn't be, you know, able to get treatment that you can get on the outside. Like if you fell down and hurt yourself, you don't get a fucking mommy coming and kissing the boo-boo to make it better. You fucking deal with it. You're in jail. That seems so ridiculous and such a waste of money. And, you know, I understand that maybe not everyone in there is guilty. Like Shawshank Redemption, man, we're all innocent here, don't you know? Come on, Andy. Andy Dufresne, come on.
God.
All right, well, anyway. I don't know. I just, thank you. So, got an interesting story from India here. Ghaziabad.
Thank you, come again.
Two teenagers, age 14 and age 15 years old, allegedly strangled their 13-year-old friend with a copper wire and then pinned his body to a wall using iron nails. The children were
That's not a friend.
The children were paid 20,000 Rs. Are those ruples? R apostrophe S?
I have no idea.
By a 35-year-old woman, Sabroon, to commit the murder. She was angry with the victim as she suspected he was stealing from her shop and wanted to get rid of him. The two kids have been arrested now, and the woman, excuse my face, is on the run. So a 35-year-old owns a shop, and this 13-year-old just always comes in and steals shit. So you find a 14 and a 15-year-old, and you're like, hey.
You know that kid.
I need you to make him an offer he can't refuse, huh? Forget about it. I need you to make him know that it's not okay to come and steal from my shop. And they killed him. That's hardcore, dude.
That is pretty hardcore. And then nailed him to something?
I know! Like, to make an example? I mean, maybe that's just common practice there. Whenever anyone gets killed in India, they get, like, you know, strung along or nailed to the fucking castle door, wherever the fuck they live in there. You know, their sand huts or whatever.
Red Fox says 20,000 Russian ruples equals $684.16 U.S.
Is that what they use in India? Russian rubles?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't know. That's crazy, though. And even those kids would do it.
But
he says,
India. I bet she's going to go look that up now.
What is R for India? It's RS. Capital R, small s, 20,000. So, but even that, I get times are tough there, and any amount of money is great, but to put a 14 and a 15-year-old child against a 13-year-old child, and then to have that kind of violence come out of it, like, to strangle somebody is tough work. It's not like you just shot him and killed him, and it's like, that's a very personal and intimate setting for at least 5 or 10 minutes, you know? And especially if you're 14 and 15, you're not that strong.
This is even less, Red Fox says. 20,
oh, it's
000,
rupees?
Yeah, 20,000 Indian rupees equals $448.32.
So let's say we're talking 20,000 Legend of Zelda rupees. How many would that be?
$5.
$5.
$5.
That's crazy. A 14, and that's between the two of them, right? They didn't get 20,000 each.
Probably not.
They got, that's the total. So
they got like 224
220 bucks, let's say. To strangle a 13-year-old and then nail him to a wall with iron nails.
I guess that's a lot of money over there. I don't know.
And I get, you know, India's third world over there and times are rough and kids are happy to have any kind of money, I'm sure. That was probably the first time they've eaten in decades, but, you know. that's pretty crazy, especially, like, I can see it happen, you know, with adults and stuff, but, like, kids against a kid like that, that's crazy. Unless
maybe
they already...
they're like...
maybe it was some gang beef.
Maybe they're like, I don't know. Their age laws are different.
14, 15, and 13. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty crazy. But
say maybe like they were like, oh, well, we're not you know, of age yet, so we can't go to prison.
No, because in India, they'll kill anybody. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's why I was like, the age thing's different.
Yeah, it's not like, I better find someone that's 15 so they can murder this and not get prosecuted as an adult, you know? It don't matter in India.
Yeah.
They fucking kill their pigs if they think something's up, you know? Or they don't have pigs there. What do they have there, goats?
They something worship like cows.
Well, there I know you go. That, right. So, the kid was found dead in an under-construction building on the outskirts of the village on April 21st. That really narrows it down, right? In India, in an under-construction building. Like, that's every fucking building in the village, dude. That's every fucking building in India is under construction. India is like the GeoCities of the internet. Full of fucking shit, most of it under construction. A couple decent things here and there, maybe, but not by regular standards.
You know what I think of when I think of India?
They should rename India GeoCities.
Like India or like China area slums and stuff like that. You know what I think of? I think of District 9.
I think of District 9 meets Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, God.
Where they have one of the prawns on the game show instead of the kids.
Nice.
That's how it played out in my
or
head.
Or like maybe Kung Pao.
Red Fox
or
says...
Kung Fu Hustle, I mean. They have really cool slums.
Red Fox says... Neener says, you can live off 20,000 rupees or rupees. Is that different than rubies?
Rupees.
They're not actual rubies, right? No. Like in The Legend of Zelda.
No.
Okay. She says you can live off that for like a year or better in India. That's because there's nothing there. How much does sand cost?
We will be the richest motherfuckers
in
India.
Half a ruby. Here's some sand. Oh, thank you.
I'll get a dot on my head. Let's go.
That's awesome.
I need another piercing. It's cool.
So the police said that the kid was killed so brutally that blood was splattered all over the floor and the walls. During the course of our investigation, we found that, I'm not even going to say names, they were changed anyway because they're kids. They were last seen with the boy. We detained them and began questioning. What they revealed was a horrifying tale of murder planned over days. The police said the kids took the kid on their cycle to the outskirts of the village around 1 p.m. on April 21st. When they entered the under-construction building, the kid attacked the other kid from behind, strangled him with a copper wire. The duo then nailed him to the wall and ran away. They said the wife of a local shop owner told them to kill the kid as he and his cousin were stealing money and goodies from her shop for the past 1 year. Oh, a whole year. That must have been what? Your whole shop? Throughout the course of a year, they managed to clean you out because, you know, all you had was ramen.
Right.
So, you know, noodle by noodle, they cleaned you out. the police raided the house, but she had already fled. We've questioned her relatives and will arrest her soon. They're going to kill her. Locals said that she had been behaving violently lately. He had murdered over three dogs, or he had been behaving. I don't know. All their names are girls. I don't know. He had murdered over three dogs and cut off wings of birds and forced them to fly. Wait, hold on.
Wait, what?
If you cut off the... If you have a bird and you cut its wings off, it's not going to fly no matter how hard you force it.
Maybe he just cut off, like, the tips to, like, throw them off?
I don't think so.
You know how, like, people...
cut cats' whiskers off so they walk funny?
Oh, that is hilarious. They walk funny for a long time,
forever.
Until they grow back.
Well, until you kill them. Oh, you don't let them grow back. You only do that when you're cooking. Cats.
All right, I'm not talking to you about that right now.
Hot sizzling pussy.
Anyway, no, like...
what
was I talking about?
A hot sizzling pussy.
No.
No?
There was something...
That's what
I'm
talking about.
Okay, no. When people have parrots and shit, they clip the tips of the wings. They're called the flight wings, the flight feathers.
Oh, yeah. I get that. We used to do that. We used to have an African gray, and we would have to... You'd always have to do that, because otherwise, if they got really excited or something or spooked in their cage, they would try to, like, flap their wings and fly, and they'd fucking hit the top of the cage and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they're called their flight wings, or flight feathers or whatever. It's the very tip of the wings.
Right.
To have the really long
But this
feathers
is making it
out.
Sound like he, well, all it says is he murdered over three dogs and cut off wings of birds and forced them to fly.
Now, when I was a kid, I had a BB gun, and I thought it was really fun to kill shit.
Yeah, we all did that.
Yeah, I shot the shit out of lizards and stuff in the yard.
I never did that. I liked reptiles. I always shot birds and squirrels.
Well, I like
and
reptiles,
my brother.
Too.
And my brother.
You dick!
I know.
I shot my best friend. It's okay. But
well, we always used to go out and like put on, you know, full on snow pants, and we'd pad them with pillows, and then had little helmets on and glasses, and we'd go out and we'd play, you know, shoot each other. It was fun.
Yeah, I would just throw on like double knit dickies and shit, and run out and see if we could hit each other. But anyway, no, I didn't mind hitting lizards. Lizards were all right. It was really cool it's really cool if you can shoot them when their mouth is open and shoot them in the mouth.
That's crazy.
And then it comes like out their ass, and it's really fucking cool looking. I don't know. And I would shoot birds and stuff, and my dad was like, kind of like I am now, like, oh, that's mean. Please don't do that. And so he tried to get me to stop, but I just kept doing it anyway and hiding them underneath the fucking truck that wasn't moving. At the point in time, and then he went to move it. We went to move up here, and he's like, "Are you serious? There's like fucking 40 million dead carcasses of birds underneath this fucking truck."
Serial killer, much?
Yeah, I stopped after I shot a robin,
and felt really fucking bad because it had little robin babies. I was like, "Feed us, feed
us!"
And
it
then
wasn't
they starved
that.
To death.
No, it was when my BB gun started to lose its like oomph. You
oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah, they get
it's
all
like
stretched out.
It's like I can
out.
See the fucking BB just kind of rolling out the end. Yep. And so I shot it, and it didn't hit it hard enough to kill it on impact, and it fell out of the tree and laid on the ground and, like, gurgled in its own blood and made noise and, like, moved around. I was like, ah! Oh, my God! I was like, what did I do? I'm so sorry! And I put the BB gun up to its head, and I blew its brains out, and that
B's,
was the end.
B says, we made my sister put on a pink jumpsuit while we were all camoed up one time. Shot the shit out of her with blowguns. We convinced her that she would blend in with the sunset.
Oh my God, dude.
We used to fuck some major shit up with blowguns, dude. They came out with this thing called the Splatmatic, and it was like this long tube that fed into the mouthpiece of your blowgun, and you put paintballs in it. And now, the paintballs wouldn't break if you just shot each other with it, but we figured out that if you rolled down your car window while you're driving and you set the blowgun, it's, you know, the blowguns are about yay long, like 3 feet long.
Yeah, yeah.
You set the blowgun so it's resting on your mirror outside, like your driver's side mirror. And then it would be perfect right by your mouth. And as cars were coming, like
you
you're just driving, cars are coming, you just go, and you'd see brake lights every time it hit the windshield and just, it's so funny, dude. Oh, Lord.
That's
we fucked
awesome.
Some shit
we
up
should do
when
that
we were younger.
Because
yeah,
that sounds
no.
like a lot of fun. Because,
see, this was when we were younger. Before, like, if I did that now, I would
go to
jail.
Yeah, right.
Like, then it was like, okay, don't do that again. Okay,
you
we
darn
won't.
Kids. Ha-ha-ha. Kids will do anything.
It's fun. You can't use the excuse, oh, but we were just playing. And, you know, when you're 30.
Just get drunk and be like, I was drunk.
I
it
was
sounds
drunk.
Like a good idea. That's what most people do now.
B says, I was 18. I could have gone to jail.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to read that, but I want to. Anyway.
Your deal, not mine. You're the one getting the phone call, not me. So the police said that, yeah, that was just some fucked up shit. The dude's killing dogs and birds. We think he suffers from a mental ailment. His neighbor said. The police said the accused had been kept in separate rooms at the observation home as they feared the guy would behave, excuse my face, violently. In another incident, a man killed two brothers in some other place after the victims failed to pay the 30,000 rubies they owed him. Just not having a good time in that place.
India?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place.
With the rupees.
So, well, we're speaking about birds and stuff and African greys and everything. Check this shit out.
You know what? My dad, when they ran out of money or whatever, had to pawn his 300 rifle
Can you stop talking about your family on this show?
It's just
I believe you were asked nicely, not so nicely.
Well, this is nothing like I'm whatever. Anyway, so
nothing like what?
Nothing like before. Anyway,
okay.
My dad had to pawn his 300 H&H rifle, which is a fucking collector's item and worth a lot of money. He could have pulled out, because he only took it out on loan, And for loan, he could have pulled out over 900 on it.
Right.
And he's like, no, I just want 125. And so he would only have to pay back 150 when he came to get back, right?
Right.
Well, we go down there the other day because we were switching vehicles and we were riding around together and hanging out. And I go down to the pawn shop where we're at, and I hear this fucking bird squawking in the back. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, while they're doing all of his paperwork and shit. And it's an African gray. And I was like, that is fucking cool, dude. Because, dude, African grays are badass. And it's like back there just fucking talking. Like,
yeah. Dude, ours, we lived, you know, kind of right on the west side in the grid. And it sat, its cage was right in front of the big bay windows that overlooked the neighborhood, the sidewalk and shit. And when girls would walk by on the sidewalk, the bird would whistle, like...
Yeah.
But it sounded like that bird whistled better than I can whistle. And when the phone would ring, he would ring... And it was a cordless phone. So it wasn't like a bell ringing. It was like a digital, like, or whatever. Huh. The bird could make that sound perfectly. Like, you would think the phone was ringing, but it was the bird. And then you'd say, hello, find out there's nobody there. And the bird goes, hello. In that voice, though, dude, those birds are fucking creepy, man. It used to say so much shit. We got it cussing, dude. We got that bird saying fuck shit,
dude,
piss, cunt, twat,
my
ex-fiance's
mom had an African gray, and the house was right by the bus stop where, you know, we would go to high school at and shit. And the bird, now, pardon my language.
Oh, please.
Would sit at the window and go, here, nigger, 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 nigger. And
now
like,
that's
it was like,
just,
oh my
whoa,
God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's inappropriate.
And one of our friends is totally Mexican or whatever. And every time he saw this guy,
wait,
Robert,
what does Mexicans have to do with, hey, nigger, 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 nigger?
Well, this is something also the bird would say that was funny, racially incorrect.
Oh.
And every time he would see this one guy, the bird would go, hey, Paco. I'm not joking. It was so awesome. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill that bird. Like every time, dude.
Oh man, that's
so
awesome.
Or he would call the dog. He'd be like,
yeah, they would do that. Ours would call the cat. It would be like, here, kitty, 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 kitty.
It was so funny.
And then he would meow, and the cat would just look at the bird like, I wish I could eat you, but you would hurt me. Because they're big, man. It was a big bird. We got it when it was a baby,
no,
but they're big, man.
See, it was this, there was a purebred pit bull that lived there at the time, and the bird used to be able to be out of the cage, and his name was Cookie Man. And the dog knew that if you fucked with the bird, he'd get his ass kicked, right? So one day, like, we left the house, and we come back, and there's fucking feathers everywhere. And we have no idea what's going on. And we find the bird just completely plucked. Not a scratch on him, just plucked.
Oh, man.
And he's like, bullet, bullet, bullet. Like, sit there saying bullet over and over again because the dog did it. The dog's name was Bullet. And it was so funny. And ever since then, he would call the dog in the dog's master's voice. And he'd be like, here, Bullet. Here, boy. Here, boy. And then the dog would get there and be like, go lay down.
That's
it
awesome.
It was so awesome. The bird was smart, dude.
Yeah, they're like fucking supposed to be one of the smartest, you know.
Yeah, they had other little like cockatiels and like whatever birds
there.
Yeah,
those are dumb birds.
Well, they would let those birds out, and because this bird was so vindictive and just
fucking
spiteful
and mean, it knew
what was
up, dude. Those birds know.
He would whistle in the fucking tone of the other birds.
Yeah, dude.
And get them to come over and land on his cage, and he'd grab their fucking feet and pull them through the bars and just gut them. I was like, you evil fucking bastard.
That's fucked up, dude. Well, this bird didn't happen to come out as well as that one did, but a thug who beat his partner, okay, as thugs tend to do, that will happen, and tore her pet parrot.
Like my friend Labrina Brown.
That she is a thug. And tore her pet parrot apart in front of her, has been jailed for 16 months. Keith Doyle, 34, attacked his girlfriend of 7 years before turning his rage on her African gray parrot, Jasper, killing it by pouring scalding hot tea over it and ripping out its feathers as it squawked in distress. Rah, fuck you! Rah, fuck you! Rah, fuck you! God, get away from me. Fuck.
Oh, God.
All the while, their 4-year-old son cowered in fear upstairs. I wonder, like, what maybe the bird did provoke it? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, She comes home and the bird's like, he's cheating on you.
Bruh?
Right?
What?
No, because you know what?
I don't know.
Like my ex-fiance's African gray, whatever. It was owned by somebody else prior. So it would still say things that it learned from the other place. Like, Leroy, or like shit like that. And just like things that they would say to each other. And it would mimic sex noises.
Oh,
things
nice.
I would say in bed and stuff. Yeah.
Jake. I fucking love you.
Like Jake, his grandmother has one, okay? And we go over there.
You know what?
And we hear, oh, Michael. Oh, Michael. Oh, Michael. From this bird. She's like, shut up.
That's fucked up, dude. That's awesome.
I was like, dude, that's your grandma.
Your grandma's sex. Oh, it's stinky.
That bird's ratting you out.
That is fucking stinky.
I don't want no fucking birds.
You know what? We need.
The cat can't go, oh, Matt.
We need a bird as a co-host. That would be so awesome.
No, because they make those loud, like, squawking noises that I can't
stand.
Well,
obviously, we would train it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would shoot it.
Yeah, I would probably cook it.
Niner wants to know, what the fuck is Labrina Brown?
Yeah, you can
You'll
just
have to
go
back
and
search
for
that.
I don't know what episode that was.
She's my black chick voice, I do.
She's her cousin.
Yeah, Labrina
Basically.
Brown is my cousin.
I'm not going to...
Hold on.
I'm not going to say which cousin, just
right,
a cousin.
Right, so. She reminds me a lot of somebody I know very closely.
Last night, the woman's parents, Pat and Kath Reagan, spoke out on behalf of their eldest daughter, 23, who was too traumatized to comment and did not want to be identified. The court slammed the 16-month prison sentence handed to Doyle, of which 8 months is on license. Mr. Reagan said, with good behavior, the police have told us that this thug could be out by August. He put our daughter through hell, and quite frankly, she is lucky to be alive. He beat her to a pulp and threatened to kill her. How can this be genuine justice for what he done did? The court heard unemployed Doyle. That's a low thing to say. Tough times, you know. It's not his fault. Maybe he got laid off. He wrecked the pair's home on bonfire night last year after drinking, smashing windows, and, of course, breaking furniture. He then went on to attack his long-term partner, hitting her in the face and the body blow, uppercut, body blow. And he also bit her fingers in several places. He's a biter. I'm not into biting like that. Like, in fights or in just any kind of self-defense, like, that's gross. Because now you have AIDS or herpes or some shit, dude. Don't bite. Biting is what dogs and two-year-olds do. And you are neither of those. So, it's,
yeah.
That's just gross. Like, that dude could have been scratching his ass, like, 10 minutes before he decided to come try and whoop your ass. And here you are, like, with his asshole all up in your mouth and shit. Probably some ball stench on there. Probably some fecal matter. Some of his... that's so foul, dude. I don't want... Put your fingers in my mouth.
Ew.
Go wash your hands.
Ew.
Disgusting. I need to go wash my hands. Hold on.
Nah.
Mr. Reagan said, quote, blood and broken glass were all over the house, of course. He poured his cup of tea over Jasper in its cage and pulled its feathers out as it was squawking. So you could almost say that just wasn't the bird's cup of tea.
You're an ass, dude. Don't even ding for yourself, okay? Because that was horrible.
I'm too stoned to hit the bell now.
Okay.
Doyle's partner had to be taken to Southport Hospital for treatment. Ms. Reagan added, she is scarred for life, of course. It will always be with her. I can only imagine what it must have been like for her that night. We had warned her for years that this would happen. Oh, now we're at the I told you so part. I love that. We had warned her for years that this was going to happen. She had been trying to get away from him, but she was in his grip, so to speak. She was so scared of him. What does this sound like, kind of? Minus the, you know, ripping the bird limb from limb and... This reminds me of something. I can't think of what it is.
What?
This whole story.
Why don't you enlighten me?
Well, I can't think of what it is, but I know it just reminds me of something, you know. Other people being like, we warned you, and she's like trying to get away from him but can't because she's scared, and he beats her, and that, I don't know, it reminds me of something.
Reminds me of a lot of people I know, actually.
So yeah, he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of actual bodily harm, causing unnecessary suffering to a protected animal, and making threats to kill. He's also ordered not to keep pets for 5 years. You can date again, but no pets for you. Even though, because, you know, he killed the bird. He only punched her in the face, so that's okay, right? So, well, good luck to both of them. Because, you know, in fucking 9 to 10 months or however long he gets out, he's going to come find her, and she's going to be like, oh, I missed you so much.
He's going to
fucking punch her in the face for making him do jail time. He's like, man, bitch, do you know what I fucking went through in there? I got a motherfucking hot sauce bottle shoved up my ass.
And I did it myself.
And I did it myself. I'm crazy, bitch. Ah, I'll bite your fingers off.
Dude.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's how it goes.
Anyway.
You want to talk about some parents abusing their kids stuff? This is kind of interesting.
Fuck, yeah, now that...
Cleveland, Ohio!
Yeah, now that Niner's son's watching, we could definitely talk about some abusing children.
Do you do this to your children? Okay. Cleveland police arrested a couple early Thursday after finding their 8-year-old son tied to a coffee table
with
a broken blank
leg, arm, neck, penis, chair,
nose,
table,
broken
what?
Nose.
Damn
table.
I don't know. I'm like, what?
Next time you guess. Don't just start saying random shit.
I tried.
Horse, cock.
I started out with body parts.
I can't even think of words now. Look at that. That's how much you fucked my head up. I don't even know any words right now. Andrea Huffman, 37, and her husband, Jason Duninkowski, 32, were jailed as detectives investigate them for domestic violence and child endangering. There were not one, not two, not even 3 children, not 4...
But 5.
Not 5. Not even 6.
8.
Not even 8. 9.
Ten.
There were 9 children in the home. All ages 3 to 17.
Whoa.
Actually, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, not, no. That's awesome.
Yeah, so what you do for your whole life? I made babies.
Oh, no, these aren't my kids. These aren't my kids. I mean, we run a daycare, too. I mean, okay, 7 of them are mine, but the other 3 were babysitting.
And the triplets I'm pregnant with are totally mine.
Totally mine, but not his.
Absolutely, not his.
Different dad, different
baby
dad. 3
different fathers.
3 Oh, God, that would be pretty awesome.
Yes, it would be.
They all come out, like, arguing over their fucking child support check.
It's possible.
Is it?
It's fucking weird. Yeah,
it's not possible.
No, it's possible.
It should not be possible.
It is possible.
But it shouldn't be possible.
Right. If a chick ovulates 2 or 3 eggs at the same time,
well,
it could be
right. I mean, if a chick ovulates 28 fucking eggs at the same time and 28 fucking dudes all happen to gangbang her and jerk off fucking 28 loads of jizz.
You don't know.
Sure. I'm glad my sperm are not motivated little swimmers.
So wait, cats do it, dude. Cats
fucking
and dogs.
And rabbits.
Yeah, if they get fucked by like 3 different whatevers, they can pop out like all sorts of different colors and shit.
Officers arrived at the house, found the 8-year-old on the floor, his hands and feet bound behind his back with duct tape, of course. And a shoelace was around his neck and feet, tied him to the table. Huffman was sleeping in a bed near the child, and Duninkowski was sleeping on a... What the fuck? Sleeping on a couch next to the table. Officers found severe discoloration on the boy's hands, suggesting he may have been picking his butt or tied up for a long time, Morris said. They also found bruises on his hands and feet, and nose was broken. The 8-year-old appeared to have been beaten daily.
Daily.
Focus daily.
Hey.
Every day.
Kids,
listen.
You don't start acting right.
If you act the fool, you're going to get beat like the
your
fool.
Your parents are going to kick your ass like
and
this.
And fucking tie you to the table.
Duct
you know why,
you
though.
Down and break your fucking nose.
And the cops go there, and the parents are like, well, here, check this out. We'll show you why. And they, like, let him, they untape him and shit.
He gets
and
down
and instantly he's like, you know, they're like, do you see? I mean, the broken nose.
Like,
all
right, we understand.
He ran into the fucking wall. that wasn't even us, dude.
Oh,
he let you untie. He's like, ah!
It's like, dude, Ashley, she had child services called on her because her son had fell and like ended up like breaking his arm or some shit.
Yeah.
And at her parents' house while they were watching him. So it wasn't even her. And she gets there and they make her wait for like an hour in the fucking waiting room while they call child services on her. And she didn't know. And then finally they get there and they're like, we suspect that there's abuse in the home. And she's like,
the home's just fine, honey.
She's like, my parents were watching him. They call her parents and they're like, no, it's okay. And blah, blah, blah. And they're like, are you sure? She's like, and Ashley's like, my kid's clumsy. And as she says that, her kid falls and hits face first on the floor in the hospital. She's like, there was nothing even there for him to trip on. He fell over his own fucking feet. He's an idiot. What do you
that
want?
That will happen. Nina says, so I don't know if you all know that when Child Protective Services comes in and investigates, I honestly don't know anything about CPS. Never had to deal with them, thank the
poor
good
children.
Lord. They remove all the kids. So not just the one kid that was abused. They
of
take
course,
them
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know, like, thank you for taking them?
Yes.
God, we haven't been out in ages. Honey, put on your dancing shoes. We's going
we's
out
going
tonight.
Out. Let's go we's ahead and try to make out. Another one.
Don't paint the town red tonight, honey.
Yeah, nah, I knew that.
So, yeah, quote, I couldn't deal with it anymore, the guy said in a telephone interview. This is what happened when officers came to the house, according to the police report. So, Huffman told the officers her 17-year-old daughter tied up the boy. Okay.
Cool.
Kinky. Huh? I like it. One of the other children told officers that Huffman makes the older child tie the boy and slam his head into a wall.
Awesome.
I'm not the only one who does it, he yelled. And I'm not the only one that's gonna get in trouble. The Dunikowski, father of the five youngest children, acknowledged that he knew about the child being restrained. The 15-year-old urged Dunikowski to confess what he does to the boy. You did it too! He yelled. The 15-year-old said that Huffman repeatedly smashed the 8-year-old's face into the wall and pointed to a crack in said wall. An officer had the boy stand next to the crack and determined the crack matched up precisely to his face. The cop was like, all right, now stand there. Douche! Yep, that's the one.
That's right, fits just right.
A police supervisor asked Huffman why she didn't take the child to the hospital. Just because I didn't, she replied.
Huh.
Hey, why didn't you take him to the hospital? Because I didn't. Want to make some of it? No, I was just curious because I didn't. What?
I was high and I didn't have gas money, that's why.
I didn't, cause I didn't. What the fuck? What more do you want? I didn't, cause I didn't. It explains itself.
Oh,
fuck,
God.
Dude. The 8-year-old boy then tugged on an officer's pant leg and pointed to a piece of wood wrapped with tape. They hit me with that, sir, the boy said.
Huh.
Another child confirmed it. Yep. We all actually kind of take turns hitting him with
like
that. But yeah, mostly them. Mostly
it's like
them.
A game. Dad's always winning.
It's called Duck Duck. Hit the 8-year-old in the face with that piece of wood there.
Goose.
The other 8 children did not have visible injuries. Social workers took custody of the kids, 2 girls and 7 boys. Ooh, that's a recipe for
incest.
Yeah, right. Are they all related then? I was thinking it was like families that foster kids just to get the paycheck and then let them just pretty much run wild. That's what I thought. The family has no history in juvenile court, but Kentucky officials took custody of the kids several years ago. They said Huffman's mother, Betty, said she was not surprised by the allegations and is glad her daughter is in jail. I'm glad. That's fine.
Don't get mad.
Get glad.
Get glad.
I'm glad.
I am glad.
That's fine, just fine.
Fucking
do what I want.
A.
Why didn't you? Because I didn't. I'm going to use that at work. Hey, why didn't you do that work order? Because I fucking didn't. What? You want to make some motherfucker? Motherfucker.
What are you going to do? You're so small. Awesome. What are you going to do? They're going to look at you. And
it doesn't matter. It's not about the size. It's about how loud you can be and how much spit comes out of your mouth. That's the intimidation there.
And then I will hit you.
That's the imitation.
I will hit you in the head with my frying pan again. If you do that.
Yeah. Well.
One hit to the head. You're kind of small. I don't care how loud you are.
Yeah, but I'm quick.
You will shut up. You will shut up.
I'm pretty quick, though.
Well, then how did I hit you the first time?
I didn't see it coming, bitch.
Exactly.
Because I was fucking trying to kiss you. All of a sudden, dong, upside the fucking head with a frying pan. Appreciate it.
Who actually does that?
You and fucking that other dude on TV. That what the fuck's that show called? Where I don't know. Whatever. That dude. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
The ones like one of these days.
That to one. The moon, Alice. To the moon.
The honeymooners or whatever.
Is that what that's called? Something did he ever like hit her with a frying pan?
I thought it was a rolling pin or something that she was trying to hit him with. I don't know.
Bird 35 says, "Have we heard that story before? What story?"
What story? The trailer park people?
The tide to the... No. Because that just came out April 29th, so...
Neener says that's else. So trailer park, Danny.
Yeah, that kind of is trailer park, Danny. Come on.
Sorry,
oh,
dude.
Oh, the frying pan story. Yeah, definitely.
Have we... I don't know.
When it happened, I was like, this bitch hit me with a frying pan.
Oh, yeah.
Stop telling old jokes.
Hey.
Christ.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? All right, well, you ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to say, talk about, mention otherwise?
No.
All right, well, no. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Send us a postcard if you like the show from where you're at, like a state or whatever, of whatever your state is cool for or stuff like that. We can put them on our wall here. We're getting a little collection going. Thejamhole.com/donate. If you enjoyed the show, help us pay the bills that make the server go super fast for your downloading pleasure. Make sure you are subscribed with iTunes. We really appreciate that. So other than that, yeah, we'll talk to you guys Monday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.